Tell you Kaisvin Shaiva. Maybe really all over we do write a receipt back to the Moicher, as if to say I gave away the field that I was supposed to. But the Hawker over here, I know time, you know why here it's different. To do Mo'ozo Baal Choy Vitorif Mined Lokech. We're afraid maybe the Baal Choy that Reuven owes money to will come and take away the field that Reuven sold. He'll take away the field Vitorif Mined Lokech. The Baal Choy of the Moicher. The Baal Chayv of Reuven will come now and take away the field of Shimon bought of Reuven. The Ozel Iyu, and he himself, now this Shimon, the one that bought the field, will go for Torah Lekuchos. He'll go and take away different Lekuchos that Reuven sold to somebody else. For Shayv Agayv Lekuchos Leka. And by the second Lekuchos, by the second person to go and take away the field, they don't have the receipt. It's only the first Meicher that has the receipt, not the second one. Therefore here, even though you write a receipt back to the first Meicher, it's not going to help you. Because we're afraid maybe this Lakeach will go to different people that bought the property off the Meicher and take it away from him. Therefore here, there's no way, so we can't write a second Shtar. Fred Gemara, Saif, Lekuchos Lav Amri the Arya Hadri, Adahoche Vihoche Shamat Vihoche Peri. Mercifully, Saif Lekuchos Lavam, when we tell them that the Arya Hadri, that listen, they gave back the field already. So since the field was given back, Lekuchos will find out what's doing. We're not afraid that the first Lekeach will go take away fields from another Lekeach. Because the second Lekeach, he'll find out what's doing. He'll come back and ask the Meicher, is it true that you sold the field to somebody else? I thought you sold it to me. Now somebody else comes with a shtar. And eventually you'll find out what happened. That the Meicher will say, nothing doing. I sold a different field to that person. So what are we afraid about? Lekuchos will get the property back. So Gemara says, we're afraid about now is in between this Lekeach, when he takes away the field from the second Lekeach, we're afraid he'll leave Paris in between. And those Paris he won't get back. Fred Gemarin, or else Inami, Lekeach Shlov Yachrayis. We're afraid maybe the second person will buy the field Shloib Yachrayis. And therefore, if you bought a Shloib Yachrayis, we're afraid if this first Lekeach has two Shtoris, we're afraid he'll go to the second Lekeach and take the field away from him. And he doesn't have Yachrayis, he won't be able to come back to the Meicher. So the Kitzur was still afraid that nobody's allowed to hold on to two Shtoris that you own this field. Because you have a Shtar saying Reuven sold you a field. So if this field's taken away, we're afraid you go to another person that bought another field off Reuven, you tell that person, listen, what do you mean you're taking that field? That field Reuven sold to me. Fred Gemari Yochi, if so, Shtori Avon Ami, so even by a Shtar Havon, someone lent money also. How do we write up a second Shtar? Why are we afraid to also collect money a second time? Someone says, Hosam Dezuze Maski, Oma Paisei Balchei Dezuze. There the guy lent money. So the kids, the guy will be Mephias. If you tell him, listen, you'll get back your money, don't worry, he'll be quiet, he won't take away the field, he'll wait until he gets his money. Because really he doesn't have a right to get the field. It was Halvor, it was a loan. When I lent you money, what you're supposed to pay back is money. Just if I don't have any money, then you're allowed to take away the field. So by a loan, we're not afraid the guy will take away the field so fast. But the guy will be Mephias and say, listen, you should know, I'll give you back money, and it'll be quiet that way. Mashenkin hocha the Arya Masik. Mashenkin over here, if you bought property, made the idea it's known, demand the Masik Arya Bezuzalemifais. If you went and bought property, you're going to want to have your property. You're not going to be satisfied later, the fact later someone will say, no, I'll give you money instead. No. Person's going to want to have back his property, and therefore, since he's going to want to have back his property, we're afraid that this person will take away somebody else's property, Shloike did. So, kids, that's the maskona. We never let a lokeach, somebody that bought a house, bought karka, he can never hold on to two shtaris. Because we're afraid if he has two shtaris, maybe he'll take away somebody else's field, Shloike did. Omama, now what we say before, chutz min achraya shaboy, that we're allowed to write up a shtar, but just not the Achrayis, you can't write Achrayis. But that was Machloek. Tanakama said that by Ishtar Havor, we don't write it up. Avor Ishtar Mekach Memchar, Koisven Chutzven Achrayis Shabai. That was the Tanakama.
Rav Shimon was the one that says we don't even write a shtar at all. But the Tanakhama says if you say you lost your shtar mechira, so we'll write you up another shtar, but not achrayis. The achrayis that it was taken away from you, that you have a right to get your money back, that we won't rewrite. That we won't write up in the second shtar. The question is why not? Tamara says, Tamar says, "Heichi kasvinin." How do we write the shtar? Omar Rav Nachman tekasvi hochi. This is the way we write up the second shtar. Again, you bought a field, a property, and you say you lost your shtar, and you have edim that you had a shtar. So Bezdin believes the edim, and we go to write up a second shtar, and we say like this: Shtar dinan. This shtar right now, deloy lemigvei bay, loymim mishabdi, loymim lecheri. You should know if it's taken away from you, you have no right to collect from it, not from Mishabodim, not from Lecherin. You can't collect the property, you can't collect. The only reason you're holding on to the shtar right now is that you should be able to hold on to a shtar. That's all. We want you to have a shtar. But if it's taken away from you, you're not going to have any permission to collect, not from Mishabodim, and not from Lecherin. So Amar Rafras, as they say, from here we see that Achrayis Toyis Seferhu, that usually a shtar, even though it's not written down inside it, that if it's taken away, you could collect your money, even though the Achrayis is not written in inside the shtar, you should know the Alokharis that Achrayis Toyis Seferhu, it's a Toyis Sefer, it's there automatically. Therefore, time with the cost of Lehocha. Why do we say that here he can't use the Achrayis? Only because it's written this way. They do not write this way. Govi, then he could collect. So that's the proof that usually every shtar, even though there's no achrayis, is govi mimashabdi. Just over here, we want to write the second shtar and make sure he can't collect from mishabodim. So that's why over here, we have to write down clearly, you have no permission to collect from mishabodim and not from b'nei chorin. We're only giving you a second shtar to be able to hold on, to keep this field. But if at any time if this field is taken away from you, you have no right to collect your money back. Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi Yoma could be achrayis lav toyis seifu. No, an achrayis is only if it's written in the shtar. When you buy a field or property, if you want to have an achrayis, a guarantee, that in case this property is taken away from you, you want your money back, you have to speak it out and write it in the shtar. If you do not write it in the shtar, we hold achrayis lav toyis seifer. It's not a mistake. If you don't write it, it's not there. If so what's shat bayos? O my chutz mi achrayis shabai. What does it mean to say over here we write up a shtar and we say chutz mi achrayis shabai? It just means like kosa be achrayis enechnami. Not like we said before, you have to write for feirish that you're not going to be able to collect from a shabodim and b'nei chayrin. No. We hold achrayis is only if it's written inside the shtar. If it's not written in the shtar, that if it's taken away from you, you have a right to receive your money back, so achrayis lav toyis sefer. You can't receive it, period. So therefore you do not receive your money. Since I'm a shtar that we write up a second shtar, we just leave out the achrayis, that's all. You don't have to write against the Megillah saying you don't have a right to collect. We just don't say anything about the achrayis, and the maybe you can't collect. Now the Gemara says that there was a lady, Diyoivolo Zuzi Lehu Gavro. A lady once gave some money to a man, Lenezvin Layarya, that this man should go and buy property for her. Ozal Zovolo Shleb Achrayas. So the man went and bought a house, bought a field, but without Achrayas. It wasn't written inside the shtar that in case this property is taken away from her, she'll get her money back. That's what the person did, the Shleb did. So when she heard about this, she was upset, Miss Thelma. She didn't like this. So, and she didn't want the sale. She wanted to go retract on the sale. So Asi Lekaimah, Rav Nachman came in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, Rav Nachman said, yes, she has a right to say like this. She has a right to say to this man, you should know, Litkuni Shedrasicha V'le Lavosi. I only sent you to do something good for me and not to do something bad for me. I sent you to sell this property. Very good. Sell it. I mean, to buy me property. But Avad, I meant to say with Achrayis. If there's no Achrayis, you can't collect. So I can't, I mean, without Achrayis, if the car doesn't get taken away from me, I won't be able to collect it back. She doesn't want such a sale. So she has a right to say, Zil Zavnim in Leish Leib Achrayis,
But the Zavna led the Achrayis, she has the right to say, you take it back now, and you take it without Achrayis, but the field that I want is only with Achrayis. She has the right to say that this first sale is not a good sale, it's like a toys.
Shezul Zavni, min amoich eshtoy b'achrayis, v'kosev eshtar b'shmecho. And if you want, let the star be in your name. V'yachakach mocher asakarka l'isha b'achrayis.
That's what she has the right to tell the shliach. Listen, you bought the property of the man. If you can't get it back, so tough. So you have a shtar saying this property was sold to you. Now you have to sell the property to me. I gave you the money. So the man has to write up a new shtar saying that I'm selling the property to her and I'm selling it to b'achrayis. Therefore, since it's b'achrayis, now if it's taken away, she'll collect the money from this man. That's called the tkuni shed resicha b'lavosi. He only sent you to do something good for me and not to do something bad. Then the Mishnah we had before of Shimon Gamliel Oimer, if I give my friend a present, I give him a shtar, I give you a house, I give you the sale, I give you the deed of sale. The hechzeloi as a shtar, and then the person 2 hours later after he first received the shtar and was happy with the house, he went and saw the chves, he decided he didn't like it, so he gives back the shtar. The locher is chosra matnosoi. That's what Shimon Gamliel. That if you give back the shtar, the matana goes back to the noisin, and that's it. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It goes back to the first owner. However, the chachamim and the chachamim say no. Matnosa kayemis. Listen, I gave you the present. It's yours. It's yours. If you don't want it, so if you want to give it back to me, you have to make a new kinyan. You have to write up a new shtar, make a new kinyan mechiron. But just to give me back that old shtar, that shtar was bottom. You can't give me back the matana just by returning back the shtar to me. So that's the machlokes. Smor says, my time with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What's the svara of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? That if I give you my house, I give you the shtar, I give you the present, and then later you decide you do not want it, you can just give it back to me by saying, here, take the shtar. Omar Ravasi, nasi koimeloi. It's as if I said to you, sodezu nesunil cho, Kozman Shashtar Biyotcha. It's like a Tanaya condition. When I first gave you this present, when I first gave you the house, it's like I gave it to you on a condition. I'm giving it to you only as long as you're going to hold on to the shtar. That's why I gave it to you. But the second you gave it back to me, it's like Batel HaMafreya, it's like I never gave it to you. Not the pshat that really it's yours completely, just by you giving back the shtar to me, that's the way you can give it back. No. He also agrees you can't give it back with the shtar. But it's like a tanai. I only gave you the house, I only gave you the matana. Kol zaman, you can hold on to the shtar. As soon as you give back the shtar, the matana is bottled. That's what Rav Asi wanted to say. This the Gemara says, maskiv lo rabba. So Rabbi asked the question, if so, nignavo yov danami. What's going to be, let's say the guy loses the shtar. Let's say the shtar gets lost. So you tell me also the present goes away then. Like I only gave you a present, kol zaman, you're holding on to the shtar. If for some reason your kid rips up the shtar, you lose it. Or it gets stolen, so you can say you lose your present. It's not a shtar, rather doesn't make any sense. Rather that can't be svaro in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That has to be another svaro. Alright, turn over. Any sense? So Gemara says, rather, Elo Omar Rabba. Rabbi says like this, the machlokes is, ba'ois yois, niknais b'mesira k'niflagi. Ois yois is like a shtar. Can you be koina a shtar with mesira not? Just by giving it over. That's the machlokes over here. Rashbam says, Shimon Gamliel Sovar, ois yois, Bein the story mekach, whether it's a shtar mekach, I sell you something. Bein the matona, niknis lo mekabo matona ulokech b'mesiras hashtar kloima. Af al pi shedvor mein a niknim, kivun the ksuvim b'shtar niknimim kabola saklas. Even though usually if I stand say I give you a house or I give it back to you, just on deeper alone doesn't help. But here, since it's written down in the shtar that this is the shtar that I gave you the house. So now, if you want to give me back the house, just by giving me back the shtar, that's called the Kabbalah. That's called the Kinyan. The Kivun, the Ksuvim, the Shtar, Niknin, and Kabbalah, the Klaf. As soon as you give me back the star, chazur matnasai. That's the machlokas of plukti, the machlokas of svina, the machlokas that he had before. So that's some Shimon Gamliel's far over here. That he holds, oisiyos is niknos b'mesira. If Shimon Gamliel savar, oisiyos niknos b'mesira. Oisiyos means just a star. If it's written in the star, the sale, that I gave it to you, and now you want to give this house away to somebody else, all you have to do is just give the star to somebody else. Or the kinyan is in the star. When you hold on the star, it's yours. It's yours forever. But if you want to give it away to somebody else, all you have to do is just take that star and give it back. There's such a kinyan like that. For Rabbanan Savri, no, ain oisius nikna mesira. No, the star only helps the first time. The star was written for sale to give it to you. I gave it over to you. The star talking gives the property to you. But once that first kinyan was chal, that's it. Now it's stop oisius, it's stop words. Give me back words that can't make a kinyan. The chum hold oisius is not niknas b'mesira. That's the machlokes. If just returning back a star, would that make a kinyan or not? Now, Tana Rabbanan, habo lidin b'shtar. Somebody has a din Torah about a star. Shram says it means kinegadam ara wasada shebiyodai. I have a field, and somebody's arguing the thing that belongs to him. B'shtar b'chazaka. Shetoyim that I say, karka ze konisim cholisim. This karka I bought it for you. You know, I even have the star. And v'gam yeshli edim shachal t'shnei chazaka. That's what I say. I'm so strong. I say this karka is mine. You say, no, it's yours. I say, what do you mean it's yours? First of all, you sold it to me 3 years ago. And I even have the star that you sold it to me. And secondly, I have edim that I ate here for 3 years. That's what I say. Sahabo lidim b'shtar v'chazaka. What do we do? Lidim b'shtar. Divrei Rebbe. If you say you have the star, you have to show the star. We forget about the chazaka, and we look at the star, and you have to be mekayim the star, and that's the way you keep it. And without the star, you can't get it. Have Shimon Gamliel Leiman know the chazaka? No. If you have chazaka, the ikir is the chazaka. You prove that you have a chazaka, that's it. Samar says, the mic, you what's the machlokes? Ki yosi ravdi mi yoma, the oisiyos niknas b'mesira kaviflagi. That's the machlokes over here. Shram says, the mic, kaviflagi. Then we'll know Pshan the Brisa that Rebbe saw Oisius Nikla Mesira. Kidikamanami Rebbe behead your Pergamach of the Svina. Shamoicher, Shtachoy of the Chaveroi, Kivin Shemoch, where's the Shtar, Biyodoi, Kona Achoy, the Nishtabo the Loyal is there, Kona. That I give over the Shtar, everything belongs to you. So Behokikama, Habolidim Vishtar of the Chazoka. If I have a turn about a Shtar and a Chazoka, Petoin Ruven, Kenegan Amara, Sod the Zeshalihi. Shere Shimon Shekonim Elevi Mosalei Ashtar Mechirak Subin B'Shemoi Chisi Ashtar V'Mesiris Ashtar V'Gam Arzakti V'Sodo Yesonidim Mishtar Diva Rebbe V'Ede Ashtar Shemosalei Akei Akonolei Ashtar Sodo V'Yoisis. The Kitzah, the Shavah over here is that if you tanya the reason how you got it is there was a Shtar Mechir where the first Ruvain sold his field to Shimon. Now Shimon gave you the field. You know how Shimon gave it to you. He gave you that same star. He gave back the star to you. That's what Rebbe means. Rebbe says you could use the star, the Chiddush is, that star helps. Nidim star means even though a new star was not written up for you, it's that old star that you first received it. Now someone has given it back to you, he owes. That's called a good star. That's called Oisius Nikdus V'Mesira. And if Shimon and Gamliel saw no, ain't Oisius Nikdus V'Mesira. That star helps nothing. If somebody sold you the field, and now with that star alone, you want to give it over to somebody else, that means nothing. So with that star, you can't come to complain. If the star is good, or the Yibadavka need a chazaka. And that's the Mesirah. Rabbi Sovet is the Mesirah, saying, is that true? Omalei Abayim came plukta l'demar. It's a machlekes of this and that. So Omalei v'titlak and achlam and let him argue about this. That's where Gemara comes out. All right, stop here. You're holding daf kuf ayin. Holding. Again, just so the last shayla again was that Tana Rabbanan habol lidim b'shtar b'chazaka. Somebody
says that this field belongs to me, and I have a shtar and a chazaka. So the shayla was nidim v'shtar divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says we use the shtar. Let's come on and kufayin tesem abeis. Rebbe says we let him use his shtar. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loyim bechazaka. No, he has to use his chazaka. So the word says the ma'akim is legi. What's the machlekes? So the word wanted to say that tiyosi Rav Dimi Omar. When Rav Dimi came, he said like this: be oisi ois niknais b'mesira kamiflegi. The machlekes says is just giving over the shtar that you receive to acquire the field. When you give it over now to somebody else, is that called the kinyan or not? Just giving over the shtar.